Holy God, Creator of heaven and earth, we praise you, we thank you. We lift up our voices and worship you, Lord. We thank you for this opportunity of being together. Lord, our longing, our desire is to show your glory. We're a group of men who are here, Lord, gathered, receiving your blessings, receiving your word, and hearing and understanding the call to show your glory in this dark and sinful world. And Lord, as men, we need you. Oh, Lord, we need you. We have these precious ladies, young girls, boys, little tender infants at our care, Lord. Lord, give us your heart. Give us your spirit. And we thank you that you have given us the right to call you for Father. Yes, we thank you for being our Father and showing us how to be fathers. So we're looking to you, Lord, in your direction, your spirit, in Jesus' name. Amen. You may be seated. Pray for me. I have so much on my heart, and I'm not sure exactly what all we should do. I'd like to say a few things to tie back with yesterday's message. Some of this comes out of some of your comments, some of your questions. And I would like to remind us what we said yesterday. I hope we understood the importance of teaching children to obey. But I'll admit to you, the message that's heavier on my heart today is today's message. It's how to win their hearts. And the thing of discipline is only a means to reach the heart. And of course, that then is to lead them on to Jesus, to the Lord. But the discipline is a way to reach their hearts. If a child is constantly struggling with you, if he's rebelling against you, you can't lead him. And even if your child is kind of obedient, but he's got an undercover world, and he's manipulating you, and he's moving things around, and he's got that free relationship, you're going to have a hard time leading him. And so that's the thing. But I would like to just say a few things together before we go into that. I would like to encourage us, make sure that mommy and daddy are together. You know, we decide what we're going to allow in our home and what we're not going to allow. That varies a lot. But we should work together on it. If you have, especially when you're working with a small 1 year, well, all of them, but a year and a half old, 2 years old, you want to teach them not to touch certain things, not to do certain things. Make sure you're consistent. It's not that hard to train a child if you're consistent. It takes a little work at it, but that you do the same thing. I used to work in the office. I had an office there. I had that advantage. And so my little daughter, Anita, gives me a warm feeling still. She liked to come into the office, and Daddy would be in the desk with his books, and she'd be on the floor, and she'd start throwing books off. I've got lots of bookshelves, and start throwing books. So we put the bottom shelves, we put some magazines and newspapers there for her. And she'd come in there, and she'd take those out, and she'd throw them out all over the floor. It's such a beauty. I think we have a picture somewhere of that, of Anita and all those books on the floor. My wife and I decided that was okay. That was okay. Did you ever use blankets? Hey, please put your computers away. Don't let your children only play with computer games. I mean, limit that, stop it, get rid of it or whatever. But do you remember the joy, I can still get excited, taking blankets and the couch or the table and chairs and making it could be a tent. It could be a cave. It could be so many things. You remember the excitement of getting in that underneath there? I can almost get in there with my white hair and all. It'd be exciting. But let your children do things like that. But remember, we're talking about the discipline. Not just that you have little saints that are not allowed I'm sorry, I shouldn't use the word saints. But you know what I mean. Just little things that are adults and everything, right? But we do need to deal with the defiant spirit. That's what we're dealing with. And remember, I'd like to say this too, and no one really said this, I think, or did someone. I have seen a few cases where the father, I'm not sure if I understand what happened, but something happened, that the child would respond, especially little girls sometimes respond with panic under discipline. Please, I'm not going to be able to spend much time with this, but please understand the difference between fear and defiance and rebellion. Please, fathers. You know, God deals with a defiant, rebellious spirit very different than fear. You understand that? We as fathers, we can be a little huffy and a little harsh, and we need to be very sensitive. Your wife will help you. My wife has helped me so often with the children and in the church. You know, hey, honey, a little more gentle, you know, that little sensitive. But because we can get harsh, but please discern between, I'm just going to say this without, discern between fear and defiance. They can both scream, yell, but are different expressions, but be careful and handle them differently. We need to be wise. Who I think Brother Leonard talked about that we need to lead with wisdom. And fear, I'd like to encourage you. Brethren, I talk about these things because it's a weight on my heart. I think the Lord's put it there. But I don't feel like I have the answer. My oldest daughter struggles a lot with fear still. In her youth, she did more. And I feel like there was something I missed there. Nights when she was afraid. And remember that. Remember the fear. I do remember the joy. My children knew they could always come to our bed. And when they'd crawl in bed, they could always come. I'd wake up and here's a little child right beside me and pull them up in bed with them before they even crawl on, maybe themselves. And they would always sleep. They wouldn't sleep between us because my wife is a light sleeper. And so if the child would be in there wiggling and kicking, my wife couldn't get in. But they could sleep beside me and I can sleep anyway. But I remember so much of children coming in and I put my arm around them so they don't fall out of bed, you know. And I remember they'd snuggle up against me. And in the sun, in the darkness, I'd look and they'd lay down, they'd close their eyes. They look up at me, and they close their eyes. It feels so good. It still feels good. And they just not long ago heard them talking about the security of laying there in Dad's arms and hear Dad snore. You understand that? Discipline and working with a defiant spirit is another thing, is one thing. But we need to have that heart connection. And we need to be careful that our discipline does not become a fearful thing, that they're afraid of us. We need to be consistent. I think I mentioned that. And it takes time to reach the goal. I said something about the goal is to have a child submit cheerfully. That's the goal. And a young father said something to me about it. He's still working at it, and he's not reached the point yet where they're doing it cheerfully. That's okay. Keep working at it. That doesn't all happen the first time. And the Lord's still working with me, and I'm learning to submit to Him cheerfully. You know, so it's not like everything happens at once. So this afternoon, now I'd like to talk about the heart. And here, fathers, we as men, we like to do difficult things, and we're big and we're strong. Some of us not as strong as some of the others, but, you know, men like to be big and we are strong. We're supposed to be strong. We were created to be men, to be out front. Be out front and meet the brunt, the difficult things. And face them, work through them, use our heads, live with wisdom. Men, you were called to be wise. This is so you can... I don't have much anymore. This is so you can do hard work. But this is not for leading. We need wisdom. We need to rule with wisdom. With the anointing of the Spirit of God. And remember those precious souls, your wife, the children, the girls, the boys, in the church or in the family. We are responsible to lead, to be there, to be strong. But to this, what I'm going to talk about today is we need to have a gentle heart. The beauty of God is His power and His gentleness, His humility. The heart of having a humble heart, a gentle heart for our families, for our children, for our wives. We love women because they're emotional. We like that, right? We need to cultivate their beauty and take care of them gently. Live with them as with a weaker vessel. I'm just simply what it means to be a man, to be strong, is to be gentle. It's much easier when there's something to solve a problem. You ever try that? Please don't. Pound on the table. Boom, boom, boom. Hey, I'm the boss here. Anybody can do that. The dogs do that way. They bark and yeah, and bite. It takes much more of a man to be wise, to think before you speak, and then have good answers to help, to lead your family. I'm not saying this because I'm that good at that. But I know that's what God wants to be. He wants you to be, and He wants me to be it. And I want you to know I'm here today learning. And if one of my sons would be here today, he would know that Dad's still learning. And some of these I've learned from my own mistakes. Let's look at some verses first. Let's open now Proverbs chapter 1. Don't forget what we said yesterday. That is very important for you young men. Oh, exciting. One young man said he had his expecting his first child to be born the next few weeks here. Oh, wow. Yesterday's subject and the thing of teaching is beautiful and exciting. But now let's look at this one here. Proverbs 1, verses 8 and 9. This is addressing the children. Proverbs 1, 8. My son, hear the instruction of thy father, and forsake not the law of thy mother. For they shall be an ornament of grace unto thy head, and chains about thy neck. Ornaments. Blessing. Such a tremendous blessing that our children have the instruction of fathers. The law of thy mother. There's so many thousands and millions of children out there that don't have that. My heart goes out and I could speak about somehow we could start some more ministry for children on the streets that do not have this. But right now we're looking at our children. To hear, to listen, to authority. Let's look at another one. Proverbs 13, verse 1. You know that. We know that. I hope you've worked through this and with your own father and your own mother. Let's throw this in as an extra if you want. If you haven't worked that with your own father, and to come to appreciate your own father and mother's contribution in your life, you need to work at that. Maybe your father was a poor father. Maybe he hurt you in some ways, but there were some good things about him. And come to appreciate the good and love him. Resolve that, because if not, you're going to have trouble being that to your children. But let's look here to chapter 13, verse 1. A wise son heareth his father's instruction, but a scorner heareth not rebuke. The difference of a heart that hears, that listens, and the heart that sits back and scorns. You understand that heart, the difference? Sure we do. I understand, because I've been on both sides of them. I've been a resistant scorner. I've been a rebellious, I know better, I can do it myself. I don't like anyone to tell me what to do. None of us do. Yeah. But the difference of the heart that's willing to hear, and that's what we talked yesterday, we're giving the foundations for that. The difference that a heart can hear, can listen, can learn. And it's all through Proverbs. Now, the question I've got is, what can we do, or what is our part in making the difference in our children? A scorner? Or a listener? That's a difficult subject that has a lot of things to look at. And I'll grant you today, I know that I'm not going to cover it all. And some of you might do a better job, might remember some points that I'll miss. But how can we help our children develop to be listeners instead of rebellious scorners? I think the message yesterday was a starting point, but it's not all of it. There's some more things we need to look at too. And how can we help a person, how can we help our children develop that, the beauty? You know, there's certain, I mean, I don't want to compare people among ourselves, but you know that there's certain people just beautiful to be with them. I just love to be with them. They're so nice to work with. They're humble. They ask questions. They're open. There's other people, and we love those too. You know, and sometimes the truth is we're both of them sometimes. Sometimes we're the one that they're just constantly bickering about little details. They want things their way. They're always bickering and working things. And there's the difference of those two. And how can we help our young children? How can we reach this goal in our relationship with them that we can develop young people? We need young people like that. And it's interesting, back to Brother Dale's message on the Holy Spirit, and then Brother Leonard's message today. These things are tying together, you know. But the thing of helping our children to become to these people that are open, that are nice to be with. You know, young men that are not married, don't worry much about physical beauty. Once you love your wife, it doesn't really matter much how she looks. She's mine. And I love her so much. Yeah. You ever stop and think, is your grandma, you know some of those old ladies that are real nice ladies. They're just beautiful ladies. You don't worry about how they look, do you? A good wife is not the looks. It's the quality of heart. Easy to get along with, to work with. And I had someone tell me, I think he's present here, not just recently, a few weeks ago. It's much more important to have a praying lady than a pretty lady. Amen. Proverbs 30, verse 11. There is a generation that curseth their father and doth not bless their mother. Have you seen that? I've seen it. When I was young, as an adolescent, I maybe wasn't as strong into some others, but the rebellion heart, I know, we know what that's like. But what can we do, brethren? What can we do as men? What can we do to help our young people not become, get that hardened heart that curses his father? It's not only just, you know, using bad words and cursing him with bad words, but that's just bitter spilling out against father. How can we help our children to avoid that? Lord, help us, because we're human. We often make mistakes. Ephesians 6, verse 1 to 4, I'd just like to read that again. Children, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right. Honor thy father and mother, which is the first commandment with promise, that it may be well with thee, and thou mayest live long on the earth. And ye fathers, provoke not your children to wrath, but bring them up in the nurture and admonition of the Lord, that it may go well with them. That's what we want for our children, is that it may go well with them. When I speak to young people and teach, I like to help young people to learn to honor. Obey is one thing, and honor, to really honor from the heart. And I tell young people that to learn to honor your authority is not it's not as much focusing on the person you're honoring. It's you learning to honor what that does in here. Even if he's not perfect, no father's perfect, you know. But even if he's maybe had problems and things, but to learn to honor. So that is the goal we're thinking about. And as we look at our children, I would like to encourage us to remember we're going for the heart. And we need to observe our children. We need to look at their hearts. We need to watch their hearts. We need to be sensitive to their hearts. And again, I might say it later again, let your wife help you with this. Because she will notice things that sometimes we men won't. And listen to that. The power of love. You know, the chords. I didn't use a cord to spank my children, but let's say the cord of spanking and the cord of love. Which is most powerful? Love. 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 The most powerful thing on your children is that they know you love them. And they love you. We're going. We're going. Love relationship. Leading the children is that there's a love relationship. There's a relationship where they love you. They respect you. I remember when we were dating, for a courtship, and my wife, who's a wonderful wife, and I won't go into details, but she during our time of getting to know each other, she discovered there was something I liked. And I remember a little later, I was surprised because I knew it was difficult for her. It wasn't what she wanted to do. She started doing something. And when I first saw it, almost like, oh. Well, here this lady is doing something she'd rather not do, but she knows that I would like it, and she's just doing it because she loves me. That did something to me. She's done that many times since. But when we were just meeting, I was like, oh, wow. Well, but that's the kind of relationship, a relationship with the Lord, a relationship of love. There's an element of fear of God and the holiness of God. Yes, there is. But the cords that draw us and pull us, and you never want to hurt someone you love. Why can some children do the most awfulest things against their parents? And, you know, and I would like to encourage this thing of watching this inner part. And this doesn't happen overnight. There's ups and there's downs and struggles. But I'd like to encourage you. Let's talk a little bit about heroes. Who is your children's hero? I heard one of the fathers said, one of them I had a 2-year-old. Your 2-year-olds, your 3-year-olds, your 4-year-olds, very possible the hero's dad. Praise the Lord. Good, 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 good. Keep that. 12 and 13 and 14, let's see. It's a little different. But you know, I'll just throw this in. We need heroes in the church. Watch your children's heroes. Do you know who are your children's heroes? Do you know? Are there, let me see, you don't play soccer. I don't play soccer either, but, you know, soccer's not a big thing up here. Up there, what is it? Football and baseball. Are your children's heroes men of the world? Watch that. I was just told a young man last night, he's going to be teaching school. And I encouraged him, we need young men that I can tell my children, watch him, follow him. He's a hero for you. Do you think we as fathers can help choose our children's heroes? Yes. Have any ideas how you could do that? Maybe you should take them certain places, get them in contact with someone. There's those young men that become heroes to boys. Change their lives. And I say that now thinking about at home. Maybe children coming out of broken homes and things. I like to take time for children, encourage them. I'm not worthy, but if I can be a hero to some of those little boys, it might change their lives. You understand the thing? Because children become like their heroes. Now we're talking about heart issues. So now, the thing we like to work at is, what about me, you know, me as a father? Does he admire me? Does he respect me? Or have I lost that? When you were small, I'm pretty sure you did. And that's why I would encourage you, please, fathers, take time to discipline your children. If your child is afraid, go in and lay in bed with them. You probably, a lot of you do that. You might like to go and lay in bed with your wife. You need to do that too. But take time to lay in bed with your little child, your little boy. Those things are, and then the moments of discipline, when you discipline a child and then you hug. Please take time to comfort your child. I'm thinking especially when they're like 4 or 5 older. The younger ones, when you want them not to touch something, you want them not to turn over when these, you know, the little switch thing, some of the things that they're not necessarily going to do a lot of comforting. But if you take the child to, as you should, take him to the bedroom and you tell him why, and you use the switch, take time, please, to comfort him. Because I can say those, I think, were times of around my heart to my children. Another one that I'll just throw in, we're going to talk a little more later, is moments when Dad asked for forgiveness. Those are precious moments in my life. Because it does this to my children. No. But we're looking at this relationship where, does he resent me? That is easy to happen. Easy to happen. It is easy to lose that respect. In our busyness, a lot of things to do. And we men, we are, may I say this, especially the North American men, you men do things and you get them done fast. And you're serious and, wow, you move things. That's good. Good. But remember, the way you put up those houses and whatever you do, all that work you do, you have to handle your children and your wife a little different. You can't just take the hammer and slam them in place and set them up. But when we have done something that has broken a relationship, we've lost a relationship. That happens. One time my son, I don't know if it was going to break the relationship necessarily, but I like birds, and my little girl, she had a little parakeet. We used to trim its wings to keep it from flying, a little pet parakeet. And the wings, the feathers grew out, and one day this little parakeet took off flying. And Dorcas just, Daddy, and just started, just crying, Daddy, my parakeet's gone, Daddy, my parakeet. Oh, I've had lots of parakeets, and I laughed at her. Because I knew that we'll get him, no problem, it's no problem. We'll get him back. I laughed at her. I went and we got the parakeet, brought it back, everything went to bed. I mean, she went to bed that night. I appreciate that. My son came to me. He said, Dad, I think you hurt Dorcas when you laughed at her. You think so, son? I think so. I think she was hurt. So the next morning, she was in bed. Then next morning, I went, which I did other times too, but I went especially to get her out of bed. And I said, Dorcas, were you hurt yesterday? She started crying. I hugged her. I said, forgive me. I'm sorry. Sometimes they have foolish fears that seem foolish to us, but they're real for them. And here's where we need gentle hearts. Sensitive hearts. And here are wives. In this case, my son. Help me and see this. And my wife's done this quite often to me. I don't think it's been 2 months. She's something, a comment I made. And she told me later, honey, I think you're a little harsh. I went and apologized. There wasn't quite as a dramatic crying and that type of thing, but I told my daughter, I'm sorry, forgive me. But we need, what I'm trying to say, sensitive to their feelings, because you can hurt children, you can make them feel bad, just because we're calloused. We got to get this done. We'll for it, and we're just, don't be so foolish. Well, some of those fears are real for them. And some of their problems are real, we need to say. If we have broke the relationship, and in a group this size, I'm sure there's fathers here that have this problem. You maybe sense it's leaving, or maybe it's already gone. And I've seen that so much. I saw it in my father with my oldest brother. I've seen it so many times when all at once the father's just shocked. So that happens so easy to us men. On some of the men, we hardly realize it till all at once. Something happens, and the child's rebellious, and the father tries to talk to him, and the father's like, the son's just, talk. And he said, that's a little extreme, maybe. You know what I'm saying? It's a little farther on, but that happens. And the father just, what do I do? You can't take it. That depends. Now I'm talking about 15, 16, 17. At that age, you can't take a lash and lash it out of him. You have to use another method. But younger. Let's go back younger. Let's go back. I went to an extreme. I jumped from there to here. Let's say you've done something. You sensed you hurt a child. Or you sense your child is sort of distant from you. What can we do? One of the things that I would like to encourage you, us, if there's something like that. And actually, I already did it after the other night after Mel was speaking. And the Lord's working on me. I'm planning on going home and sitting my family down. The other night with Mel's message and that area I was telling about it. And the more I think about it, I'm pretty sure the children have seen it. That there's certain areas in my life when I sort of close up with my wife and certain things. If I'm going to sit them down and just say, Pam, I'm sorry. Dad is going to try to do better. And I hope we can. So I would like to encourage you. I'm just saying that. Because there might be a good percentage of you. It wouldn't hurt to do that. Go home. Sit your family down. And say, the Lord was talking to me. I just see some of these mistakes. And I just want to... You know what? That is... It depends on the extent of the distance. But that'll often just draw you together. Yeah. An honest apology. And please don't start making a lot of excuses. Giving a lot of reasons. You've noticed those when you make confessions in the church. The longer the confession, the weaker. It's not like the bigger the tree. The longer the confession, the weaker. Just tell you what you mean and don't do a lot of explaining and give a lot of reasons. I get home tired or blame this and blame that and blame this and blame that. The more you do that, the less you'll get anywhere. Where your children know better than that. They know you quite well. Just tell them what's you're confessing. Be honest. And don't be ashamed. I remember when I was teaching school, one day I got upset on the playground. So teachers shouldn't do that. Tim, don't do that. He's going to start teaching in Costa Rica in about 2 weeks. Don't get mad you don't get upset on the playground, but I did once. And I felt so bad. And then this battle started. Should I apologize or shouldn't I? I knew because I'd seen my father do it often. But should I apologize or shouldn't I? But you know, I'm the teacher. If I apologize, it'll make look sort of a bit like the other night. When Mel was preaching, I thought, well, I'm one of the speakers. You know what I mean? I'm just being honest with you. But I remember thinking about my students, should I or should I not? And I said, yes, I've got to. And you know, when I did, I could sense in the whole class, they all knew I got upset. They knew. And when I confessed, it just right away, just everything was okay. And this blend, isn't that beautiful? So that is a good way to start with your relationship. And if you have I'm thinking now about a young child, you feel like you've lost his respect. Maybe you've been too busy. Take time with your son. And I say this again, brothers, because I know I failed. I'm going to give you a few examples of things that I did. But if my sons would be here, they would say, Dad, but you should have done it oftener. But I remember one time I went with the boys back behind our little place. We have about 3 acres, and we're back behind our place. And there's a little creek, a muddy little creek. It's not really good swimming at all, but... We went back there and we spent, I'm not sure it was a forenoon and afternoon, making a dam in the creek. And I thought about it. You know, it depends who come and find me down there in the creek all muddy. And we were having fun. And then later, this was another time. Later then my wife came down with a picnic and the girls came. I still remember the book then. We sat under the shade trees and I was reading a book to them a while. You know, why would a father go down and puddle around in the mud and get all muddy and dirty? I was after my boys' hearts. I'm not going to encourage a lot of expensive fishing. I'm not saying you can't go fish, and I'm not saying you can't pay a boat to go fishing. But if your son likes fishing, go fishing. I didn't do that enough. We'd go out there and we'd fish and hardly catch anything. Who cares? I'm fishing for their hearts. And I don't know what your son's like. But if your son is a distance between you, ask your wife, what can I do with him? And go alone with him. Or take two of them. And he knows Daddy took off the day or took off the afternoon just for me. Something will start happening. Now I'm not encouraging you to be a bunch of lazy guys that don't work. Keep up that work ethic you've got. But sometimes you need to take off some time and take a little time with your son. And if your son likes airplanes, depends what he likes, you might not want to encourage it. But if he likes airplanes, maybe you can go visit an airport close by. And just sit there to spend the afternoon. You might get awful antsy for you to just sit there and watch airplanes. But if he's excited, get excited with him. And there's lots of things. Maybe your wife can help you. Listen to your wife on this because we need them. And I'm sure there's more things we could say here. But take time, invest time. I remember another time, and I didn't do this enough. I'm not saying this. I'm just giving you ideas. I don't see Brother Dale must be off studying or praying. He puts a lot of prayer and study into these messages, as you can tell. I don't see it. Huh? Oh, there you are, Brother Dale. Oh, now looking for, I forgot what I was going to say. Yes. Dale knows that in our churches at home and in our ministry group, I'm on the conservative side. I tend to lean towards being careful. I'm known to be that way. My children know that. Within our family and other things, I'm known to be, I like to say, concerned. You can call it whatever you want. And Dale knows all about this. But you know, my children sometimes, Dad always had his concerns. Dad, like social media, for an example, I really liked what he said about that, that's okay, I'm just an example. But that does put an issue on the children. Your dad's always, Dad, I have full support. But I remember some years ago, this has been some years ago, I took one of my sons, we went swimming. I used to swim a lot when I was young. I didn't do much swimming anymore for a long time. We went swimming a while, and we swam a while and dug off and played in the water a little bit. And then we sat on the rocks by the river and we talked a while. That's why I went. And he asked me some questions. He asked me some questions about music. He told me some of the questions he's had about music. He's musical much more than I am. And he asked me some things he's asked about music. And we just had a good talk. And I felt like I made headways. I'm not sure if he totally agrees with me yet. I don't know. He's very supportive, and all my children are. But we build a relationship, and the relationship I think is there. And I just, you understand what I'm saying? I'm just throwing some ideas out, but I think we should take time. Remember, if you get, and I've seen this too, seen men on getting older towards the end of their life, and they look backwards with regret. And I just like to encourage you right where you are now, take time. Take time with your children. Sit down with them. Ask forgiveness. Look for their hearts, win their hearts. I think I can tell you, if you're a successful businessman, if you use the wisdom, Holy Spirit wisdom, spiritual wisdom, your wife might help you, and you put the effort into winning your son's heart as you put in your business, you'll probably improve things. We men tend to neglect these things. One thing we do, someone mentioned that. You know what we men also do? When we're not sure what to do, we do nothing. You know what that is? I do. Does your wife ever remind you, honey, what about this? Oh, well, I'm busy. But sometimes it's just simply, I'm not sure what to do. I'm not sure how to handle it. But another thing I was thinking about this morning, I've noticed with Brother Leonard's message. I really appreciated that, Brother Leonard. I want you to come and preach for us in Spanish at home. Now I lost my train of thought again. I shouldn't have said that about preaching Spanish. I got off on my train of thought. this is it. I have noticed a difference. And this is, I understand this. I would probably do the same. I saw the tendency in my father that when you have problems with your children, things are not going well, a child starts going astray, and the father does this. That part is sort of closed up. It's one of the most painful things that can happen to us. A lot of parents, I have seen the difference when I've seen a father who goes to the church, or maybe he chooses a few select brethren. He says, brethren, help me. How do I handle this? What should I do? I need advice. And if I may say this kindly, it's if you ever need advice, it's then. Because it is a very emotional issue. Very emotional issue. And under those tense emotional issues is when you might do some things. It'd be better if someone you'd ask advice and they could help you be a little wiser. So I think your brethren could really, I'm not saying necessarily throwing out to the members meeting. I'm not saying you couldn't. But maybe you choose a few wise men, a few select men, and say, brethren, help me. I've got this issue. How do I handle this? What do I do? Can you help me? And become sort of like they be your advisors. I really like to encourage that, and I have seen the difference in when that's happened and when the person just... I understand it. Animals do the same thing. I'm not comparing this to animals, but when a sick animal tends to close up and go off by itself. You know? And when we're hurting, we tend to do that. Open up with your wife. Listen, look for advice, look for help on how to work through some of these things. Those are just a few things I'd like to encourage you. Now, there's so many branches we could go out in this. But I just hope you can understand what I think the Lord would like us to remind us. We need to go for the heart, to be sensitive to the heart, to watch your children, to ask your children. Brother Mel, as I said the other night, about asking your children, asking their opinions. I have sometimes asked opinions of my children. We have talked in the family, sitting around. My family, we're in a beautiful stage. My youngest daughter's 22, and so we can sit down and have an adult conversation. That's exciting. And they sometimes remind me of my, just not long ago, my youngest daughter brought up one of the messages. I thought it was a really good message. But she didn't. At least she had some observations on it. And one of the things we were talking about, Brother Dale, you pray for me, was the message I gave in Marseille on spiritual warfare. You remember that one, don't you? I wish I could do that one over again, Dale. Pray for me for Friday. I opened up to them. I said, children, what do you think about that message? In this case, then they shared. And my son said, no, Dad, you're a little bit dramatic. We Yoders have an awful trouble. We get so dramatic and tell stories and things and get And he said to Dad, I think you're a little too emphasizing too much the emotional. And there were some other comments. And then the youngest daughter brought up another message. Like I said, I thought it was a pretty good message. But she had some observations on that one. That's fine. You know. And this thing about your children winning their hearts. We should display the heart we want them to have. Let's say, for an example, I'm backstepping a little bit now. Let's say you have a friction with your son. And you just love to see him repentant, humble, and open. When you go ask him forgiveness, you show him the spirit that you would like to see in him. Show the spirit you would like to see in him. And I've got some other notes here, but I think I'm going to quit.